I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Grammy-winning trumpeter Chris Botti returns to the Willamette Valley with a performance at the Holt Center in Eugene on May 1st, not far from where he grew up in Corvallis. His career has taken him to worldwide success in the contemporary jazz world, as well as on tours with vocalists ranging from Paul Simon and Sting to Frank Sinatra. His most recent CD, Impressions, features romantic melodies and global collaborations with such diverse luminaries as Herbie Hancock, Mark Knopfler, and Andrea Bocelli. He joins us at KLCC by phone. Thanks for taking a few minutes, Chris.
It's nice to be with you. How are you doing, okay?
Good.
It's nice to hear Willamette pronounced the right way.
You've been hearing some Willamette out there in the world?
Well, that's all you hear once you get outside of the borders of Oregon, you know. It's just Oregon and the Willamette Valley, you know.
Well, what's it like to come back to the Willamette Valley for you when you perform here after all the roots that you have?
It's very, very fun for me. It's kind of emotional, you know, to come back. Especially that whole, you know, Eugene, Corvallis area that I grew up in. You know, I step off the plane in Oregon, it just feels, you know, the air and the beauty and stuff. It feels real nostalgic, I guess is the correct word.
What was the musical climate like for you growing up in Corvallis? How did that send you on this amazing path that you've traveled?
Well, I mean, maybe when I look back on it now, I think the cool thing about growing up in Corvallis then is that nothing was going on. And in a way that it inspired you to practice and gave you time to do that. If I would have grown up in New York City or something like that, I might have had my concentration diverted. But there was, in both Eugene, and I don't know what the scene is like now, but in Eugene and Portland, there was really kind of an up-and-coming jazz, not only music program in the University of Oregon, but with local professional musicians that were fantastic. So I would drive up to Portland and play in the jazz clubs all night when I was like 16 and 17. I got in, you know, into all the bars because I was a performer. And I would go to Eugene and play with some of the guys in the University of Oregon music programs down there and go to camps and stuff. It was great.
Since then, your path has been such an eclectic one, and even the new CD, Impressions, is quite an eclectic piece. What kind of a vision did you have when you started out to make Impressions?
I think it's probably more than anything 13 different ways to treat a ballad. You know, it's all very lush and beautiful with orchestra, and you know, you can either listen to it and dive into it, or you can have it on and just kind of mill around the house, you know. But the collaborations I'm very, very proud of with Knopfler and Bocelli and Foster and Herbie Hancock and Vince Gill.
Mark Knopfler doesn't tend to sing other people's songs very often, the brilliant songwriter that he is. How did you manage to convince him to break that mold?
I didn't. My manager, who's a former drummer and leader of a band called Blood, Sweat, and Tears, he and Knopfler have been friends over the years. And Knopfler said to my manager, you know, Chris should record It's a Wonderful World. And my manager, Bobby, rang me and said, that's what Mark said. I said, well, you know, I don't think I'd maybe want to do that because it's such sacred ground because Louis Armstrong did such a great job of it. But I said, if Mark would sing it, maybe we got something going here, you know. And we went back to Mark. He said, I would love to do that as long as we agreed to go to London and use his musicians. So what you're hearing is all done in one take. Everything, the vocal, the trumpet, the band, everything's done in one complete take. There's no edits. It's just boom. And that's very unique in this day and age with sophisticated music. So it was really fun for me to do that.
I see trees are green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. Think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Chris Botti on KLCC, joined by Mark Knopfler on a song from the Chris Botti CD Impressions. Chris Botti will be live at the Holt Center in Eugene on May 1st. There's another musician who appears quite frequently on this CD, which is Brazilian guitarist Leonardo Amoedo. What is it about his playing that made you choose to use him so much?
First of all, he has one of the most beautiful touches on the guitar. Maybe outside of Pat Metheny, I've heard few guitar players that have the same kind of content and expertise on their instrument. He's going to be making his very first trip to Eugene with us when we play in Eugene. He's just beautiful and emotional player, and he was nice enough to get on an airplane and come from Brazil and work with us, and now he's on tour with us, and so we're happy about that.
Who else will be in the touring band with you?
We have a great concert violinist named Serena McKinney and a singer named Cy Smith who appeared on our Live in Boston DVD. And then another singer named George Komsky, who's kind of an Andrea Bocelli-ish sort of singer. And then our incredible rhythm section from Live in Boston and Jeffrey Keyser kind of holding it down on the piano as the star of the rhythm section along with Billy Gilson.
You've gotten to play with such incredible people over the years. I know there was a long collaboration with Paul Simon and Sting was influential, but Frank Sinatra as a young man playing with Frank Sinatra, what did you learn from that incredible experience?
Well, it wasn't long. It was 2 weeks in Los Angeles at the debut of an album of his called L.A. Is My Lady. But more importantly, I dropped out of college. This isn't the best message for kids, but the truth is I dropped out of college the night before. I mean, I got the call to see if I wanted to do the Sinatra thing, subbing for someone for this couple weeks. And I just thought it was such a interesting, great opportunity for me to say, okay, well, I've done my time in college. And in music, you're either going to do it or you're not. If you want to teach music or get a degree, that's an incredibly great thing, and you need the structure of college. But if you're going to be a performer, there are things that are probably a little bit more powerful, the draw to a city like New York, the draw to play with somebody like Sinatra, and also your desire to want to get on the road and perform. And so I really used that as a launching pad and did that Sinatra gig. And to watch him walk out on stage and see that iconic presence, this was 1984, so he was still well within his incredible talent scope. It was great. And then also look out in the audience and see Quincy Jones and Angie Dickinson back in the day, and you know, all those great movie stars and performers and producers like Quincy and Nelson Riddle Orchestra, and it was a big thrill for a 21-year-old kid to be sitting there.
I can only imagine. May it be a long, productive road still ahead of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that sentiment.
Trumpeter Chris Bode, who will return to his Oregon roots with a performance at the Holt Center in Eugene on Thursday, May 1st, presented by the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts. Chris Bode is touring behind his latest CD, Impressions, which features a diverse variety of collaborations and styles. For tickets and more information, theshedd.org or the Holt Center box office. For more on Chris Bode, chrisbode.com. Chris, thank you so much for taking time today.
Thank you, and I'll see you in Eugene.
For an extended version of this interview, visit klcc.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.